Ah, what goes around comes around. It's Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Brian, that's Luke. Give us a call, 844-967-2789. One more segment to get your information in. And we have one more segment to get some information to you. So many things happen over the weekend. We're going to do a lightning round right now. Starting with Becky Clayfish, Radical Rebecca. What self-owning crap has she done lately?
Well, apparently she's suing the Wisconsin Elections Commission, Brian.
That she and her administration, the administration she worked with, created.
Yes, while she was lieutenant governor of the state of Wisconsin, yep. Created the Wisconsin Elections Commission.
Great.
And apparently, she does not like them anymore. So she's suing them and going straight to the Wisconsin Supreme Court and taking her lawsuit there.
Luckily, I have a quote from her that completely explains the specifics of this.
Let's hear it.
This is from her own. This is the only quote that she has in her own press release. Our freedom, our way of life, and the future of our great nation all depend on free and fair elections. Elections where every voter can trust the process and the result. Wisconsinites are sick and tired of unelected bureaucrats intentionally ignoring the law. The lawsuit forces WEC to clean up their act prior to administering the 2022 election. Clean up their act.
So I think this is the official shift from Republicans decrying that 2020 is corrupt and stolen to saying now 2022 might be corrupt and stolen if we don't get our way.
Here's a way they could have possibly done it, like we've pointed out 100 million times, is that the legislature was asked to go and clarify all these things.
And Robin Voss and then state
with
Senate
a sneer
majority leader.
Because he's a
Fitzgerald and Voss.
They just
didn't do
gaveled
anything.
In and gaveled out because they're obstinate. So congratulations. Clayfish is suing herself.
Her former iteration of herself. Yes. Yes.
Great
job. Speaking of lieutenant governors, we have another candidate jumping in for lieutenant governor here in Wisconsin.
All right. So we had Sarah Rodriguez announced last week.
Yep. And
right before she came on our show.
And back in October, we had State Senator Lena Taylor announced that she was running. So that we had the two candidates. And as of today, State Rep David Bowen is also jumping into the race for lieutenant governor.
Impressive beard, that man. That man has a really nice beard.
I haven't seen it lately, but last time I saw it, I thought it looked pretty good. So yeah. David Bowen is announcing that he is running in the Democratic primary for lieutenant governor of Wisconsin.
Also a very popular guy.
I think
the problem with that is that he and Lena are going to eat each other's votes up.
Well, I find it very interesting that all three of the candidates so far in the Democratic primary are coming from the Milwaukee, Waukesha area.
Yep.
So that'll be pretty interesting. I mean, it was kind of slow to start. You know, a lot of people speculated that Mandela was going to be jumping into the race back when he did for U.S. Senate. Mm-hmm. And that was going to leave an opening for lieutenant governor here in Wisconsin. So I think it'll be pretty interesting now that we're seeing an uptick in candidates, if there's going to be more that enter the race or if we're going to be having just the three with Rep. Rodriguez, Rep. Bowen, and State Senator Lena Taylor.
I like all three of them for completely separate reasons, and I think all of them would do a great job. So,
sounds about right.
I mean, I have my own favorites, but it doesn't matter because we're all going to get a winner either way.
Yeah.
So far. So there could be one, you know, heel that comes in and everybody groans, but I don't think so far. I can't think of one right now. But, you know, that's the other bit of news. David Bowen jumps in. Also, today, the Kyle Rittenhouse jury is going to deliberate. They're getting instructions.
The prosecutors closed their closing arguments just a little while ago. There, I believe on recess, they might be coming back for the defense's closing arguments now. So we're going to get about 2.5 hours, I believe, is what the max time is allotted for the defense. The prosecution might get another rebuttal after that, I believe, and then the jury will hear. Begin deliberating.
Either way, I want you guys to start keeping it. Not that you already aren't, but if you need information on the scene, we're going to have Earl Ingram on the scene in Kenosha for the verdict.
Yeah.
So keep it live on the street coverage. Yep. Keep it locked. We got live on the street coverage here on Devil Radio. We got Earl Ingram down on the scene for that situation. Can't wait for that. It's going to be a fun time had by all, as with anything that has the National Guard put out days ahead of time.
500 National Guard members mobilized on Friday by Governor Tony Evers. And then our next lightning round update is, Brian, your bank account, I believe, this weekend, this morning.
Yes. Congratulations, everybody who has kids. President Biden and the Democrats care about you. And you, just to remind you that the Republicans do not, none of them voted for you to have the money that you have in your account right now or the check that should be coming.
And a reminder, Brian didn't bring donuts today for the child tax credit, and I'm a little upset about him, but
it's my own fault. Radical Rebecca Clayfish, I like to self-own repeatedly. So I decided to leave my I run very warm, and I have a lot of hair in my body, at least in the upper half, and my legs are bare. It's weird. I just want to clarify that. I normally don't want to clarify that, but that needed clarification.
He waxes his legs, everyone. His legs.
I haven't in a while. I used to for swimming. I don't wear coats very much because I run to the garage. I get in the car and I drive here and then I come up the stairs. So basically it takes longer for me to put my coat on than for me to just walk to the door.
Right.
And I'll be standing out in the cold the same amount of time. And in fact, more with a coat on. So that I'll just take off when I get inside. So this is the first time I brought a coat up. Like I wore it and I brought it all the way up.
It was chilly on Friday.
Yeah. It had my wallet in it.
Yeah.
And I left it there all weekend.
Your wallet all weekend here in the studio.
So
no donuts, even though
I did get the child care tax credit. I could have used it if I wanted to, but I did not yet, and I will. I promise you.
Okay.
All right. So either way, the point is that everybody who's got kids got a check cut today, and the Republicans didn't want you to have it. Not one of them did.
True.
So remember that.
Yeah.
And finally, our last lightning round item: Green Bay Packers.
117-0.
Congratulations.
Shut out the Seattle Seahawks. First time in Russell Wilson's career that he was shut out.
Wow.
I thought that was a pretty cool stat.
On a more relevant or important note for the rest of the league, the Patriots completely destroyed the Browns.
Hey, more relevant note, the Packers are number one seed in the NFC right now.
Yeah, but did your game get cut off nationally because you were so good that the game was decided in the third quarter?
I have to deal with that with the Milwaukee Bucks all the time, so welcome to my world.
Because
Bally Sports Wisconsin no longer has to deal with YouTube TV, so the only Bucks games that I can stream legally through YouTube TV are the nationally televised ones.
So, all right, so I don't know if you guys have heard the story of the Blackhawks, not the recent story, the horrible one with the sexual assault and things. I'm talking about the Blackhawks used to black out their games, like to local audiences. So if you lived in Chicago, and there wasn't a sellout at the United Center, you couldn't watch the game on TV. And the owner had that in place because he thought all the money was in ticket sales.
Yeah.
Had no concept of like TV deals or anything like that. And this was in place until the guy died. Once the guy died, that policy was taken away. Rocky Wirtz was basically put on the broad shoulders of the city of Chicago and worshiped like a god because people can watch their own freaking team in their own freaking state.
Yeah.
Learn from that because the Blackhawks were a pariah in Chicago until that happened. Why don't they do that with the Brewers and the Bucks and everybody else? I don't understand why anybody does that. Figure it out. Everybody's going to win.
Green Bay Packers won. Patriots won, so Brian's happy, kind of. This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We'll be back same time tomorrow, 2 to 3 p.m.
Mortality's stupid.